WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Sunday, ABC presents a remake of Alfred Hitchcock's classic 1954 suspense film, Rear Window, starring Christopher Reeve in the role originally played by James Stewart. It's Reeve's first starring role since the 1995 accident that damaged his spinal cord. TV critic David Bianculli has this review.
In the 50s, Alfred Hitchcock used Jimmy Stewart's popularity and likability to help him make films about characters that might otherwise seem a little too twisted to accept as the hero. In Vertigo, Hitchcock cast Stewart as a man so obsessed with his dead wife that he remakes a lookalike into her exact image, down to the wardrobe and hairstyle. And in Rear Window, Hitchcock had Stewart play a guy with a broken leg, holed up in his apartment, and slowly but surely becoming a serious voyeur, spying on all his neighbors in the building across the street. By casting Christopher Reeve in this Rear Window remake, this TV version makes the hero physically weaker, which, as it turns out, makes much of the suspense even stronger. This new Rear Window is such a complete overhaul, at least at first, that it takes almost half an hour to establish the hero's physical disability, his confining apartment, and his across-the-street view of every day and every night life. In Hitchcock's movie, all that was established silently and quickly with one long and clever camera pan during the opening credits. But that's not to say this new version, adapted by Eric Overmyer and Larry Gross from the original Cornell Woolrich story, is wasting its time. By spending so much energy establishing Reeve's character of Jason Kemp and his everyday tribulations and medical equipment, we come to understand just how resourceful, and yet how vulnerable, Jason really is. In Hitchcock's original, Stewart's character had a broken leg, but otherwise could fend for himself. In ABC's Rear Window, the hero, like Reeve, is paralyzed from the neck down, which makes his voyeurism a lot more understandable. As Reeve plays these scenes, there's not only curiosity in his eyes and voice, but a little envy and excitement as well. Here he is, being caught at the window by his personal orderly, played by Ruben Santiago Hudson.
Hey, man, what you doing sitting here in the dark?
Spying on my neighbors. I think she's just discovered her husband's got an online girlfriend. Oh, now she's really reading him the riot act.
Serious melodrama.
I'm telling you.
I'm going to have to try to fix you up one of those personal surveillance devices, get you that all-important bird's eye view.
Would that make me a bona fide no two ways about it, Peeping Tom?
Definitely.
Go for it.
Ready for bed now?
No, I want to stay up a while, you know, like a grown-up.
Got a lady friend I can go see.
Beautiful.
So she caught him cheating on the internet, huh? You thinking about fooling around in cyberspace, man?
Well, about the only way I can fool around right now. It wasn't always that way.
You were a ladies' man back in the day.
I did okay.
I bet you did. Fix you that surveillance.
Thanks.
But it's the real world, not cyberspace, that gets this guy in trouble. As in the original, he suspects one neighbor of murder, confronts him with the information, then gets confronted in turn. And when the bad guy breaks into Jason's apartment in this version, it's as scary as when Alan Arkin terrorized a blind Audrey Hepburn in Wait Until Dark. Director Jeff Blechner gets to play Hitchcock, giving lots of information visually, especially for a TV movie, and stacking up the suspense, and he does a fine job. The only weak links are Daryl Hannah, who had to work with a very watered-down version of the Grace Kelly part, and a final scene that's not as satisfying as it could have been. But it's Christopher Reeve, as both star and one of the executive producers, who carries this Rear Window. Despite the obstacles he had to overcome, he's delivered the most entertaining telemovie of the entire November sweeps.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News.